The barrier islands of the southern Outer Banks are famous for their wild horses and remote, uncrowded beaches. These landmarks, such as Shackleford Banks and Cape Lookout Lighthouse, are only accessible by boat. But that doesn't stop people from coming. Almost 600,000 people visited the Cape Lookout National Seashore last year. Park Superintendent Pat Kenny says Cape Lookout is trying to make the barrier islands more accessible to everyone by implementing a passenger ferry service.
Following the passage of the Concessions Improvement Act, we started the process of looking at the need for adjusting to our ferries, and we completed a plan in 2008 that calls for the creation of concession passenger ferries here at Cape Lookout.
Kenny says the creation of a concession ferry contract would create a gateway to the state park from Beaufort and Harkers Island.
The town of Beaufort is actually our partner. They will be providing space inside the new town hall, which is the old historic post office right on Front Street. They will be providing dock space right across the street in what is now Graydon Paul Town Park.
Passenger ferry service would also be available from the Harkers Island Visitor Center.
I think that's the one thing that we really feel is going to be beneficial to at both locations is it creates, allows the visitor to make contact with the National Park Service, talk to the National Park Service about their visit, get information about the park prior to going across to the islands.
Proposed fees for the park's new ferry service haven't been revealed, but Kenny speculates the cost could range from $10 to $30 round trip per person.
Under the new system, we would collect franchise fees, and those revenue would come into the park. That revenue would be utilized to go right back into improvements for visitors and protection of the park resources.
A public scoping meeting took place Thursday at the Core Sound Waterfowl Museum, during which park officials shared details of the plan, discussed the environmental assessment currently underway at the site on Harkers Island, and took comments on improvements needed to facilitate passenger service. Cape Lookout National Seashore Superintendent Pat Kenny is excited about the plan.
We need to do some changes to the marina here to ensure that the docks, that we have adequate dock space and sufficient safety precautions in place for loading and unloading passengers off of boats. We're looking at the parking situation. We're looking at restroom facilities.
Cape Lookout National Seashore is also in the process of developing descriptions of services to be provided. The prospectus will go to privately owned passenger ferry businesses already operating in Downeast Carteret County.
Then based on that, the proposals received back from interested companies will be evaluated against a set of criteria, and then we will make a recommendation and a decision based on that to move forward and select a contractor for that service.
Perry Barrow has owned and operated Outer Banks Ferry Service in Beaufort for over 25 years. They currently provide passenger ferry service to the Rachel Carson Reserve, Carrot Island, Shackleford Banks, and Cape Lookout Lighthouse. Barrow says he's interested in contracting with Cape Lookout National Seashore.
Who chooses this is an independent committee, and part of their selection process is who's the most qualified and who's been doing it the longest, which is me.
Barrow says if he can get the contract, he could have a monopoly for the ferry services in a certain location for a certain period of time, which is usually 10 years.
And once you see the prospectus, what they want, certain things, larger boats, this and that. So, you know, you can speculate all you want to, but until you see the prospectus to bid on it, you don't know what they want.
Cape Lookout National Seashore expects the prospectus to be released before the end of 2013. Barrow says there are about 10 privately owned passenger ferry companies that operate in Harkers Island and Downeast Carteret County. This week, we contacted passenger ferry businesses in Beaufort, Harkers Island, and Boat Banks to hear how the contracted ferry service would impact their business. While they declined to be taped for interview, the consensus was that the plan would threaten their business. When asked if Cape Lookout National Seashore was duplicating a service that is already being provided, Park Superintendent Pat Kenny says,
"Under the current situation, we do not have control of the schedule, and we can provide regular service to the public that want to go to the national park."
An estimated 80,000 people use private passenger ferries to access Cape Lookout National Seashore annually. Kenny believes that providing its own passenger ferry service, Carteret County and the Cape Lookout National Seashore could see an increase from tourism.
When they plan visits, they seek out national parks by having a seamless system that, as far as finding transportation to these offshore islands, would potentially result in a growth.
The Cape Lookout National Seashore released a passenger ferry transportation feasibility study, which lists how many people would use the ferry service for the next 12 years. According to the mid-range forecast, ridership from Harkers Island could increase by almost 8,000 visitors by the year 2024. The mid-range estimate for people departing from the Beaufort site would increase by over 6,000 visitors over a 12-year period. That number may not seem like a lot, but when you factor in ferry fees, the move would mean more tourism dollars flowing into Harkers Island's local economy and improvements at the Cape Lookout National Seashore. Kenny believes the park's new ferry service could begin operation in the spring of 2014 once the environmental assessment is complete, facility improvements have been made, and local ferry services have been contracted. The public comment period for the project will remain open through October 15th. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.